This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Another week, a lot of things to talk about as usual. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to welcome in Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we review the charts for the week, the top stories and the top people. Been a pretty interesting week, as most of them are, but I think it's been a collectively interesting week for you and me, you individually, me individually, and yet us together. We've participated in a couple of great discussions, and I want to highlight that. But first, if you would, go through the stories, the top ten as they appear in Talkers at Talkers.com, which, by the way, is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers TV. Lots of things to talk about, if you will pardon the pun, people list, etc. So, Michael, please do the honors.
It was a wild week indeed. Mm-hmm. At number 10, the New Zealand volcano tied with the Boeing 737 problems that Boeing is having with its reputation, obviously.
And they deserve every bit of bad press at the beginning.
Big government, big business, big media, big religion, big companies. They're all to be suspect. And we live in an era of incompetence brought on by greed and short-term attention span.
That's a great way of putting it. The government is completely the government's at fault along with Boeing in this one. And what are we paying our tax? You know, in some instances we decry the the kind of involvement the government has in our daily lives, and it's very intrusive and overdone. And yet this is a job that's very important, and they're not doing it. So what do we what's that lead us to think?
Let's move on to number 9, the Harvey Weinstein deal. Another deal. He's paying off a lot of the women.
He's not paying one red cent of his own money. It's all insurance money.
Yeah, I know, but he's not going to be able to enjoy his money anyway. He's got a lot of problems ahead. He's facing a criminal trial, two women complaining that criminal charges, and he's facing a trial in New York, and he says he's innocent, and lots of luck. All right, number 8, the British election. Boy, that's a surprise.
Woo!
And number 7, the U.S.-China relations and the economy. You know, I'll talk about that on the program because we were really deep into that one this past week in Washington. And number 6, the farm workers ruling in immigration reform. You certainly know all about that. Number five, the 2020 presidential race and health care reform, which is kept alive at least last week by talk between Warren and Buttigieg. They have different views on health care reform, so it's kind of interesting. Major story out of Jersey City at number 4, the shooting at a kosher deli, and the connection, obviously, to anti-Semitism on the rise around the world. At number 3, the Time Magazine Person of the Year, and climate change, a young lady named Greta Thunberg. And number 2, we have Russia and the U.S. elections. I call it meddling and muddling, tied with FBI practices. Meddling and muddling. Mm. And number 1, impeachment. Boy, it's surreal. Mm. And let's go through the people. Number 10, we have Harvey Weinstein. We have Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg at 9. We have Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at 8. Greta Thunberg at number 7. Andrew McCabe at 6. Number 5, Vladimir Putin and Michael Horowitz. Number 4, Adam Schiff. Number 3, Mitch McConnell. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1, Donald Trump. And that's it.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, let's go back to number 8 here. We threw a couple of comments in, and maybe that's all that needs to be said about 10 and 9, Harvey Weinstein and the Boeing 737 or the Boeing Corporation. But number 8, this British election, the results of it and what it means for them, for America. The first thing I thought of, frankly, Michael, because I drive Range Rovers, is that the Brexit deal could put the British automakers completely out of business. And how many other businesses? It's so difficult. Maybe this is an American perspective for me and any of my friends to understand how the British people don't, after all the discussion, even though they have major immigration problems, that they think the getting out of the European Union is going to fix that problem and not create other life-threatening problems for the existence of their economy on that island.
Yep. They may be too close to the forest, or maybe they're right. Maybe it'll work out okay. Don't know. Maybe it's just what they need. I mean, did you talk to Boris Johnson about the fact that you like to drive Range Rovers and that he should take that into consideration?
I did not talk to him about that. No, as a matter of fact, I sent him, however, some advice on his coif. That I did do.
I'm sure he'd be interested in that. No, but the fact of the matter is yes, there are certain things about this that seem clear or absurd or foolish, and yet the truth is we really don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes things like this turn out to be the exact opposite of what conventional wisdom thinks. That's what the whole argument with the whole Trump paradox is about.
Right, yeah. And given, is this a forecast for the American election, the situation over there? I mean, he just barely got the last election. He got in by the skin of his teeth. This time he had a 78
I think that
majority.
I think you just hit the nail on the head in terms of speculation and the connection to the United States. Mm-hmm. It could be a a sample of what we're going to have happen in this country.
Wouldn't it be interesting if Trump wins by a bigger majority than he did? He didn't really win by a big majority.
He'd have to win by a bigger majority to win, because he could, if he gets the same number of votes and the wind blows in slightly different direction in terms of the Electoral College, he's gone.
That's why they're so worried about the farm states. Anyway,
if Trump wins, my own personal prediction, if he wins, is he'll win big.
Mm-hmm.
If he loses, he'll either lose close or he'll lose big. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't put money on it at this point. Suspicions, but I wouldn't. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say, is that these situations, whether it's in Great Britain or it's here in the United States, they're really unpredictable. Yeah. And if there's anything we've learned, that the polls and that the prognosticators really are not dependable.
That's also true. Yep. Yeah, exactly. More so now than ever before, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Number six on the countdown. Well, that's number seven. We'll pause for a minute and let's get into this seminar. Maybe that's not the right word for it, but
forum.
You led a forum on U.S.-China relations at the Washington Press Club this week, and there was a lot of presentation by the folks from the Epoch Times, which is a news agency that basically focuses on China. I found, even though I was a participant, and I hope I lent some credibility to the conversation, but I found what I learned about what's going on there from the other people who were there was pretty earth-shattering.
And they learned from you.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it in a moment here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy. For your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Message usage and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
All right, let's continue on now. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on, the research done by the folks on the staff at Talkers Magazine every week. And as Michael and I were talking, the number seven item has to do with the relationship we have with China. And there was a lot of information that came out because of this forum that was held at the U.S. Press, the National Press Club in Washington this week, and I was pleased to have been invited by Michael to participate in it. I had one angle, but there were other angles that came up that were all very, in that hour and a half, which, by the way, you can see, if you go to talkers.com, it's very prominently presented there, the audio, the video, the summation of what went on, news media coverage of it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, what's your take? What was your take? What were your expectations when you put this together? And then what were your, what did you get
out? This is the second in a series. We did one on October 1st, the 70th anniversary of the communist takeover of China. We did one in New York, and that video is at talkers.com, and it's extremely informative, and it set the stage for the second one that we did this past Tuesday at the National Press Club. And it will be posted on talkers.com by Tuesday or Wednesday of this coming week, folks. So, but you can still see the first one.
But you see the overview.
And if you're interested, yeah. And anybody out there who's a news freak and interested in the U.S.-China relationship, you're not going to get better information in terms of anything you see anywhere on video than what we just pulled off in Washington and what we did. I'm serious. Well, it is pulling it off.
Putting all those people together.
Exactly. Exactly. Nobody gets paid to do that. It's all done by people being devoted to the truth in a situation that is probably the most dramatic and dire struggle that our country is facing today, and that is its frenemyship and its competitive relationship, and on a larger level, its existential relationship with the Communist Party that runs China. So we covered everything from the trade wars to the surveillance wars and Huawei and 5G. We talked about the human rights abuses that are taking place in China. We talked about Hong Kong. We talked about China's very modern 21st century form of subversion and warfare against the United States. I am not some wacko screaming about the commies here. This is a serious situation that both the left and the right, the Democrats and the Republicans, agree that the last four presidencies before Donald Trump sold us down the river in terms of our relationship with China.
Sure did. Boy, did they ever.
So that's why I'm particularly, enthusiastic about this and step out of my role of being nonpartisan, because in this case I believe it's a national issue. So that's why I did it, and I do believe that the forum that we presented, and you were a major component of it with your expertise on the agricultural industry and the farm and food connection to China. I thought that you were a major part of it, and people learned a lot from you, Doug.
Thank you. Well, I believe strongly that we have a crisis in our own backyard with what goes on or isn't going on in the American family farmer, the institution of farming, how a big ag is overtaking. I mean, that's a big problem. One of the things that's contributing to it, frankly, are the Chinese coming in and buying means of production. And everybody's asleep to this, including the government. Why the hell should the government even let them be buying the pork, the major pork producer, the biggest pork producer in the country, the biggest tuna producer in the country, and going after the people that grow chicken so they can buy the chicken and bring it to China? Why should we let them do that? I think that's a major question, frankly. It's 21 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Job that Michael Harrison and I have
counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so I put my mouth before my brain.
Which one of those two voices were live, you or the other one?
That's Ben. I wish I could remember his last name. He does so much voiceover stuff. And he's a very, I don't know if you know him or not. He's one of the ones, he does most of the movie trailers and lots of advertising. He's a short little guy.
Oh, really?
He's got this voice that he carries around in a wheelbarrow. It's
he sounds like a big giant.
Oh, my God. He's just a little guy.
Oh,
very
my.
Interesting. All right. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael and I are talking. I want to spend a few more minutes talking about the China relationship because of the things that we learned that people ought to hear from us, from you as the moderator. What I learned listening to these people. There was somebody who was very, very knowledgeable, and I was quite impressed with him. I hadn't met him before. His name is Joshua Phillip, who brings a great deal of expertise to the discussion of culture. What he did was bring me back to my studies in college of Taoism and the religious background of the fervent attention that the Chinese have paid to spiritualism until the commies took over in 1949. And, you know, the same thing can be said for the cultural aspects of health, you know, going back to things like acupuncture, although we didn't talk much about that, but it really refreshed my memory. And everybody, you know, we kind of get so, we get removed, Michael, from either what we know or what information there is that's available. The Chinese have, you know, today we are those damn commies from China. Well, the Chinese have had a fascinating and maybe the oldest civilization, really, that still is in existence on the planet. It's a very deep, deep, deep culture. And I wonder, I would love to have him on and just have a conversation about how it is that the Chinese got so far removed. What happened to them that removed them so far from their history as to allow China, the Mao and his...
Because they were starving? Because they were starving? I'll tell you the answer in a nutshell. They were starving. And the Chinese people, as an ethnicity, are a very gentle and
in many ways
a passive people.
Yeah.
And those among them who are very, very aggressive, as you'll find in any group, especially the largest population on Earth, there are more Chinese than anybody else, are subject to being taken over by a strong group. the Communist Party. You know,
well, that's kind of the Japan thing before World War II, because the Japanese are much tougher than the Chinese. That's an interesting observation, but true when you look back on it. Yeah, excuse
right.
me. Go ahead.
So for 70 years now, the Communists have been running the country. They have, what, 2-3 generations of people that don't know anything else. And the last thing that the Communist Chinese want is for the Chinese to have a sense of history, because they want history to have started in 1949.
But tell us a little about what came out in the conversation with this guy, Philip, as to what the Chinese people really are experiencing and feeling.
Actually, the one that was talking about that was Nan Su, the Chinese gentleman from San Francisco.
Yes.
Josh Philip is more of an expert on the technology and the surveillance and the warfare. So if you want to get into that after the break, I'd be more than happy to break it down for you, because it's fascinating.
Yep. It really is. And one of the things I brought up was, in terms of technology, we're all buying, you know, these cities are buying trains, and they're buying buses, and they're buying trolley cars, all made in China. And, you know, we talk about shooting ourselves in the foot. The sorts of things, people don't even realize, every single major trolley car in any city in this country is all being made in China. Do you even know that? And you know, this kind of stuff, that is, they're getting themselves into the fabric and fiber of our society like you wouldn't believe. Like, you don't even think about it now. You know, we know it's technology, but it's really deeper than that. More coming up in the next half hour of The Countdown.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Did you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hard-working folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit givewestwoodone.org. That's givewestwoodone.org to make a donation.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After months of hearings and debates, the full House is ready to decide on Wednesday whether to impeach President Trump. They're voting on 2 articles of impeachment, and then they'll send the issue to the Republican-controlled Senate for trial. Zach Cohn is a Senate reporter for the National Journal.
Some Republican moderates that in the past have broken with the president or with the Senate Republican majority, but for the most part, it's more likely than not that every Republican in the Senate does vote to acquit Trump of both articles of impeachment.
Democrats are expecting a few defections ahead of the House vote this week. Among them, New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew. He's expected to switch parties and become a Republican. As reports of him switching begin to surface, President Trump thanked him on Twitter, calling him very smart. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coast, border to border, actually around the world. You can hear the podcast of the Talk Radio Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com every week. A lot of radio stations carry it in several different forms. It's a fascinating overview from a personal point of view. Both Michael and I are very involved in the issues from different perspectives. Michael does a lot of talk radio, and his expertise is second to none, so he adds a lot to the conversation, and that's why we, sometimes we have what we both consider to be a good time with each other on the program, but there's so much going on this week that I think we need to stick to what our focus is, and that is the items are very poignant on the list, which again you can see at talkers.com. The list is published every week. The farm workers, I want to stay with China for a minute if we may. The warfare, we talked in this, for those of you who may be just joining us, we're talking about a symposium that Michael prepared and conducted in Washington at the National Press Club, which was the second in a series of overviews of our relationship with China, done in league with this Chinese news organization, but they specialize in China, the Epoch Times.
It actually is a Chinese newspaper.
It is.
In as much as they are.
Is it available in China?
It's available not in mainland China easily. They're banned by the government there.
Right, of course
their reporters have been persecuted, arrested, and have disappeared.
Yeah,
Their offices recently in Hong Kong were invaded and set afire.
Yeah.
The Chinese government considers them to be the major journalistic threat to the communist regime. They're read by Chinese people outside of China, which of course are in the millions and millions. And but they are they have an American edition. They're in about 27 languages in about 30 countries, and are quite impressive. But they were founded by Chinese Americans, and they are ultimately at the hierarchy. There are run by Chinese Americans who want to resist the communist takeover of China. It's fascinating. It's real life.
All right. So one of the things that we talked about also was the kind of warfare that they're engaged in. They spend a lot of money building ships and planes and stuff like that, but that's not really what their aim is. They've smartly figured out that they can, through other forms of quote-unquote warfare, win the day. At least they think they can in this circumstances, whether they understand America. Even though we are fractured and fragmented, we are still by far the most formidable foe that they could come up against. So whether they've judged us well or not, I guess, remains to be seen. But will you discuss a little of the, I think, Gorka, and there are three other talk radio hosts that were there, Larry from WMAL.
Larry O'Connor from WMAL. Right. You, of course, from Stefan Multimedia, The Countdown, and the DJV show. And we had John Fredericks, who has an independent radio network that runs across the state of Virginia. He's very close with the president.
Right.
And, of course, Sebastian Gorka, former advisor to the president and now a nationally syndicated host on the Salem Radio Network. That was the talk radio component. Of course, I was part of the conversation. And then you had three people from the Epoch Times, two Chinese and one American, who are experts on various aspects of the U.S.-China relationship.
Right. All right. So the warfare aspect of it. Do you want to comment on that? And
well,
how
it's
they
complicated.
View?
It's a complicated subject, but to put it into a capsule, whereas we're building ships and fighting, World War II, they're figuring out ways to get to the technology that runs all of this and have it not operate. Yeah. In other words,
right. To kill our ability to run our ships and planes and
exactly.
all this other stuff. Right,
exactly.
They're
ahead of us in the surveillance and the technology so that we can have our soldiers, flying all these planes and engaging and getting ready for battles with tanks. And then the Chinese will press a couple of buttons, and our troops won't be able to communicate with each
right.
other.
Because there's so much technology in everything. We all know that. We all decry how this has disrupted our lives. It really has. Technology has disrupted our lives. And one of the things that came out in these conversations, and it wasn't said in as many words, but my read on it was, here we are, as much as tough as we are, and as smart as we are, and as strong as we are, we're not very smart. As a public, we let the military-industrial complex convince, through all kinds of chicanery, people that make these decisions, spending $700 billion building ships that will basically... I mean, you can say that they keep us safe and that they, show our strength and yada yada. Well, that may be the case in places other or in aspects of where we need to, quote-unquote, protect ourselves or defend ourselves, other than China. It'll never really be a factor with the Chinese. So you got to wonder, why do we keep building all these new ships and engaging in the amount of money that it costs to build the technology that runs them, when, as Michael said, with a couple of buttons, these guys over in China, can the ship will be in the middle of the ocean and it'll just go dead. It'll just sit there.
Yeah. Now that's a simplification of the whole situation,
yeah.
But it's basically the story.
Yeah.
It's figuring out ways to operate on a 21st century war level as opposed to a 20th century one, which was based on 19th century wars.
Right.
If you go into the next war prepared to fight the last war, you're going to lose.
Yep, that's not a good thing. Okay. Number 6 on our countdown is this farm workers ruling that has come down the House. has passed this week what they call a Farm Workforce Modernization Act. I said Michael interviewed me for his program that's on the Wonk in Washington, and it's a program he does every week that focuses on, in a different way, some of the nuance of what's going on in the talk radio world. So you were nice enough to call me and ask me to comment or to explain what went on in the passing of this bill. And I don't know whether, in terms of farm support from the two major organizations, the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation, got behind it, and so it's passed, and I believe the president has signed it already, or he's going to sign it. And what it does is address what the farmers say. Well, I'm not sure that all the farmers are saying this, but the big agribusinesses are saying we can't find any help. Well, the reason they can't find any help is because the immigration reform stuff has been successful to the point of choking off the illegals that are coming to work on farms. So now the farmers say, there was a TV interview you brought up during our conversation. I
CNN.
Can't remember, on CNN.
There's an interview with a farmer, a bigger farm than you have.
Yes.
There were about 100 cows eating from a large trough.
Yeah, that's a feedlot. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And he was saying that it's very hard to get workers who either want to do the kind of work, it's hard work, mm-hmm. and it's very hard to keep them unless you go to immigrants and you go to the people that are working on farms right now, which is at the very heart of the immigration issue.
Right, because they're illegal. Many of them are, anyway.
Yeah.
And so this...
so the deal is to try to make some of these workers legal.
Yeah,
but
that's
it's
really
complicated.
It is. Yeah, that is what it is.
Yeah, now immigration reform zealots are saying that's amnesty. We don't,
yeah.
You know,
it is.
So we're getting into splitting hairs between what's good for to make America great again, to keep our farms operating in face of competition from China and other countries, and the issue of amnesty opening the gates to immigration, which hurts our economy in other ways.
How damnably complicated all of this stuff is. So this is another layer we didn't talk about the other day on the interview I did with you. But the USMCA, the new NAFTA, if you will, that describes or quantifies the trade relationship between Mexico and Canada and the United States. And one of the major components is the agricultural component, tariffs on food and stuff, and how, for example, before this took place, the Canadians were pouring milk across the border into our northern states from Ohio, Pennsylvania, big dairy states, New York and New England, because they subsidize their farmers. The farmers get what they need to survive, and the government, you know, it's kind of like the business in Europe where Airbus is subsidized by the four major companies in four major countries in Europe, and so they compete unfairly. And that's what this trade stuff is all about. And that's, I say it's so complicated because we're telling the Mexicans to, you've got to pay a core wage to the people working on the farm down there, basically, because then they won't come here illegally and look for a job. But then, because there aren't enough people coming illegally from Mexico into America to work on the farms, we don't have enough people to work on the farms. If you think about it, you get a headache.
What we got to do is we got to start recognizing the fact that we have to pay higher wages to our people, and we have to build our economic structure to be able to support that.
Well,
we have to also be willing to buy our shoes and our
sporting
equipment,
America,
and everything. Maybe it costs us a buck or two more.
Yeah.
But at least we're not supporting slave wages in China and other
and Mexico.
Yeah, where right. We have to be a little bit less hypocritical about
it. We become very two-faced. Yeah, exactly. Very two-faced about it, not realizing what the consequences are of our two-facedness, if there's such a word. Okay,
I was going to say, go with your comment, but I'm saying is we're just touching upon something that would require some serious discussion.
Right.
Let's be careful we don't get too deep in the weeds.
No, but here's the one thing. I got to give you an example of how stupid this system is. The H-2A system is what allows workers to come into our country and get green cards and stuff. The government forces the people on farms to build homes or build or fix up places for the people to stay. And they get so into the, speaking of the weeds, they get so into the weeds that they require of the farmers not to use wooden tables in the kitchen of the homes where the H-2A workers live. They have to have metal tables. So, huh? That's the, that's what I'm talking about the overzealousness of too much government there, and we don't have enough government to apparently inspect with the Boeing planes. All right, enough on that. Michael's going to tell you what he's doing on the Michael Harrison interview in just a moment here on the Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take three times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Michael Harrison's interview this week is with Brian Kilmeade, a fellow that I have much respect for. I think he's a pretty good guy, too. So what's the why he's him
nice,
now?
He's a nice guy. He also, in addition to hosting Fox and Friends and his own show on radio, he's an author. He has written one after the other American history books that are bestsellers. And his latest one is Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, the story about what happened after Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie died at the Alamo, and how Sam Houston came in, defeated Santa Anna and his troops, and set the stage for Texas becoming independent, and then Texas becoming annexed into the Union, and a major part of American history from that particular place in time and space.
How fascinating. Yeah, and but he's obviously smart, but he's a very, he's not full of puffery.
He's a really, really good guy. You may not like his politics. I mean, the whole politics of that morning show is, you know, with their relationship with Trump.
Fox.
But, right, but we know the guy personally, and he's really a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. All right, so that's that story. A lot of things going on. Check out the list at talkers.com. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Three after the hour here on the DJV program. Guess who's with us again? I'm going to have to give... I'm not going to give him top billing. Well, I will for the purposes of the next few minutes. But maybe we can get him on with Jennifer and Victoria, and we can make him a permanent part of the program. He's here once again. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mario Armstrong with some more last chance gifts and stocking stuffers. So, Mario, please, let's get very cozy here and find out what your ideas are. Your ideas. I don't want to know about your wife, your girlfriend, or whoever it is you're working with. I want your ideas for last chance gifts. Now, we could interpret that any number of ways. Last chance gifts could be you're ready to push the person in your life out.
This is the last chance.
Yep.
Last chance.
That's it.
Get it together. I told you, if you weren't going to make these changes, last chance.
Right.
2020 is a new decade.
You got it. All right, so what do we have that we can enthrall people with here?
All right, I'll start with the easy stuff as opposed to separation and relationship killing.
Okay, right. Stocking stuffers, maybe. Or maybe you want to knock the socks off of somebody. Maybe it's either a stocking stuffer or knocking their socks off.
I'd like a boom. So let's start with that first. People need power to all of their devices. And one of the items that we overlook that's an easy, practical gift idea are chargers. But you don't want to just get a regular charger. Get a charger that can do multiple things at once. So check out the Anker PowerPort Strip PD2 Mini. And that's spelled A-N-C-H-O-R. This lets you virtually charge so many devices at the same time because it has a bunch of ports. It's a very small device that plugs into your wall outlet, but it has a lot of ports on that small device. So you can charge up your phones, your tablets, your laptops, all that stuff at the same time because it's got so many ports on it. So it's great for someone that travels. It's great for the student that always needs to have their devices charged or someone that really needs to organize their workspace a little bit more. So that's an easy one. Nice little stocking stuffer there. Another one would be for the family to get together that can't physically get together. This is a great idea for kids. there's an app that is free called the Messenger Kids app. And so I want parents to really take this app down, Messenger Kids app, because it gives the kids the freedom to kind of explore and connect with other family members, cousins, relatives, grandparents, and they can do video chat one-on-one. They can do group chat and text and messaging with them. They can also, like, use stickers and fun gifts and drawing tools. It just makes a fun experience for kids to not miss out on that physical connection over the holidays with family members that may be somewhere else.
What's the age on this, would you think, Mario?
You know, that's a great question. I think, you know, so many kids come, their maturity levels at different levels.
Yep.
There's a ton of parental controls on this. My personal opinion is that, you know, you shouldn't be using these tools until at least 10. In most cases, you can't use them until 13 because of the Child Online Privacy Protection Act. But you got to read the details, know the fine print, but then know your child and be comfortable with that.
All right, where do you get these again?
So that's free. That's a Facebook Messenger Kids app. So just look up, just do a search for Messenger Kids app or go to our website. We have all the links and everything listed there at allmoreinfo.com/lastchance.
All right, there's got to be one more thing. You got one more trick up your sleeve.
Yeah,
I know you do.
One more trick up the sleeve and then something to help you kick off your 2020 right. So the trick up the sleeve is it's an expensive time of the year, so I want you to use an app. I just sold something on this app last week, and it worked very easy. It's called Mercari, and it's spelled M-E-R-C-A-R-I. So a lot of you are spending money. This is a way that you can actually make some money. You can buy items that you see on Mercari because they're over 70% off retail, but you can also sell items. So all you do is you take a picture of the item that you have, you set a description, you put a price, and then it becomes available to people who want to shop on it and buy that from you. So I've used it. It's really, really great. Mercari. Go to their website, Mercari.com. You can learn more about that there. And then to jumpstart your 2020, I don't know if you know this, Doug, but we have a show. I have a show that I created called The Never Settle Show, and it's all about giving you advice, inspiration, and tips to help you overcome some of the challenges that you're dealing with in your life as it relates to leveling up your career or pursuing that passion.
Wow.
So I would like everyone to go to neversettle.tv, and they can find out more about it. It's on YouTube. And we also have a free plan that you can download from the site at neversettle.tv.
Neversettle.tv/goals. And for the other items that Mario went over, allmoreinfo.com/last chance. I don't believe it's our last chance. I bet I'm going to talk to you again real soon. Mario Armstrong here on the DJV program.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.